This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
All right, so this just came out, and it's pretty shocking. It's in the realm of, I guess you could say science. I don't know, social science. The do you know how many people live on this planet?
I do not.
8 billion people. Well, now they're finding out that apparently there's probably way more people on this planet than we thought.
Why?
Because according to the UN, they looked at data from 35 countries and think the number of people living in rural communities is dramatically undercounted. They didn't give a number or say that they think the global population, what they think it really is, but they think the population in those areas could be, 50% higher. I'm like,
that's impossible.
That seems nuts.
The idea that it would be 50% higher in communities where people are so spread apart doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It would be if you found out that there were communities where everybody's just living right on top of each other. But
looking at that study, if they could have told me anything.
No, they could have told me literally anything.
And I would have accepted it because I'll ask you this.
Okay.
And I don't care if this makes me seem really stupid.
Okay.
It's the truth. I have no idea how they know how many people are on this planet. I don't know how many people are in this building. Like, I know the answer is counting.
No,
but how?
They're eyeballing it.
They have to be.
And let me tell you, that is a skill I do not have. If there's a bunch of people in a room, is it 50? Is it 300? I don't know.
Right.
I can't eyeball it.
How many people do you think work just for this company, Odyssey Sacramento?
That is such a funny question. I think 14.
14?
You think it's too high or too low?
Way too low.
Way too low?
Way too low.
23.
We've all been in a room, right?
Right.
So
more than 14, I say 23.
23.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody out there actually knows the number?
I'll ask.
See, go out there. We've got a couple of people that are here already. Just shout it out.
Does anybody know exactly how many people work in this suite?
It varies. We're trying to figure out how many people work for our company because...
She said 50 to 6.
Okay.
Jackie said 50 to 60? Get out of here.
So what we're basically learning is that this study that the Earth's population might be way off, very plausible. If we can't even figure it out.
Okay.
Like, I know.
No, there is a way to figure it out. I bet you. Anyway.
How?
I think if we went to the full staff email, and then will it show me everybody? I don't even know who some of these people are. Never mind. Okay, hold on. Okay, this says, but I'm also seeing people on here that, like, do not work for this company anymore.
Right.
It says 55.
So, okay, now, okay.
But that can't be true.
Extrapolate that, though, for the whole planet, okay? If you're just joining us, we're talking about how the number of people we thought lived on this planet might be way off, and it might be way too low. We're just trying to figure out how many people work for our company. Now, you said there's some people who don't work here anymore.
Right.
Some names you don't recognize. Okay, now you're somebody's in charge of counting the planet. Okay, there's people who are dead that are still showing up on lists. There's people whose maybe names you can't pronounce. So you just go, I don't know if that's one person or two. You know, there's all kinds of stuff, all kinds of anomalies. Right.
Okay. So it's more than 14.
Duh.
Okay. less than 50. Okay. I'm going to say 37.
Yeah.
Okay.
That feels right.
Okay.
Just like how that's, you know what? How we say there's about 37 people who work here. That is exactly how they reached 8 billion. There was probably a lot of
back and forth.
Yeah. But
somebody goes, maybe 1 billion. 1 billion? That's too low.
Right. Be like, Sam, you were in charge of Africa.
Right.
There are places you can't, I can't make phone calls. Why are you getting mad at me? You gave Matthew Antarctica. That seemed unfair.
And three of the people he counted there were penguins.
Right, yeah.
You don't see me getting upset.
Question. Yes, Matthew. How many human beings does one penguin count for? Great question, Matthew.
One of the human beings is sitting on a nest of eggs.
And Sam flips the table over and he goes, oh, should I ask about lions and elephants?